Episode 546, June 28th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
It's the Robin Joe Show. Literally, Robin Joe, no Robbie. I'm not even sure why we're doing it this way, but we're recording the show without Robbie. I guess he's at work, and then we're doing our boner show with Robbie, but there's no live chat, and there's no show next week. I have no idea why any of this is the way
it makes a lot, you know.
I'm sure we were told.
Yes. Well, there's something having to do with Robbie's OCD. That's the reason we do it in this order. Clearly, it's better to record a bonus show right now when there's no audience, and then when we would normally do our show, record the regular show with chat, that would clearly make more sense. But there's some numbering thing, and Robbie did give me, by the way, you're the one editing the shows now. Editing
yes.
The shows now. So does Robbie do bonus?
He does the bonus show.
Okay.
And to that point, though, you know, people pay for the bonus show, and they do love Robbie. So he should be on, if he's only going to be on one of these shows tonight, it should be the bonus.
Yeah, and also it makes more sense, again, to do the regular show at the regular time. I can't,
I can't make this
make sense to me. I can't make it make sense.
I feel like there's no other podcast that has the problems and issues that we have. They just do the show.
Like I said, you know, if you did some pros and cons, part of this, and this is something we've probably discussed ad nauseum, part of whatever this is also makes Robbie great.
Yes.
You follow? But then you have to deal with things. You know what I mean? And like sometimes Robbie will, like you'll ask him to do something, and if you don't give him all the everything in order, he won't add any common sense. And sometimes, I don't know, this is for Robbie to evaluate about himself. He'll leave something out and be like, "You never asked for it." I think he's like, I think he wants to stick it to somebody instead of just going, "Oh, I have to make sure there's a time on this thing, or there's a price on this thing, or there's a date, or there's, you know what I mean." But he'd rather leave it off, and then you ask why, and go, "Well, what do you mean? You gave me the."
Yeah, like you're talking about, like our flyers. And
yeah,
stuff.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah,
yeah, it is weird how sometimes it's like I can't get to it right away, and then the other times he's giving us ones that are, you know, literally 10 months away.
He did let us
know. And then just adding a price for some reason.
He did let us know that he couldn't make the Valentine's Day show in 2022.
Yes, that's February 14th, in case you're unclear when that
is. That's 8 months away.
Yeah, and it's on a Monday night. It's literally Valentine's Day. And if anybody cares about the reasoning, but why not do it Sunday night? Well, there's a little thing on that day called the Super Bowl. So that would be literally, other than Christmas or Thanksgiving, was there a worse day to do something, to have a show?
I don't know, even know if Monday's a great day. The day after the Super Bowl?
But it's literally Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, there's Saturday, which, by the way, we could still maybe do. But it's like, Andrew, the owner of Magoobies, has been really good about giving us Saturdays. It's hard to... I mean, he's giving us a Saturday in October for Halloween, a Saturday in December for New Year's Eve, for Christmas, and then a New Year's Eve show. So no, I was like, do I want to ask for another Saturday?
Yeah, no,
it seemed like a bit much. And since, you know, Sunday made no sense.
You're right.
Monday, literally Monday, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And you only do one show.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure we've never done a show on a Monday. This
I'm
has
sure
to be
that
a
we
first.
Haven't, yes.
Yeah. How you think we've ever done one on a Tuesday? Maybe at like Rams Head. I know they have some odd.
Yeah, we do a lot of, do we do Tuesdays usually on Rams Head, yes.
But Monday, speaking of Rams Head, if you're a listener of this show and you live anywhere near Annapolis, buy tickets for August 1st.
Yep, Sunday night.
It's weird. We have a show in, we're back. It's just, we're just, things are opening back up.
Yes.
Magoobies sold out. The Bright Box, we can't, the VIP's already gone
already
a month
out.
In advance.
Yes.
Right. So, but for some reason, the Annapolis show, it's the sales are light. Now, it's a month away.
What I thought they were good. What?
Maybe I'm not looking at it correctly.
Right.
I look at the available seating.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't even know how many tickets are sold, but, you know, the room seats 300 or whatever.
I shouldn't say good. I thought they were typical from
maybe
this,
for a month out. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to have 150 people there. I'd like to have, you know, I'd like to sell the thing out.
It would be nice to get, like, what we're doing at Magoobies and what we do at the Improv and what we do. It basically every other venue.
Yeah, right.
And Sunday night's a pretty good night. It's a lot better than Tuesday night.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's a new show. Never been done there before. The Final Rose at that venue.
Yeah. No, there's really no reason. What'd you do?
Will
this
Robbie
weekend?
Be there or is it your son? Because he's now, is now our backup to Robbie for sound, I guess.
And my son is very kind of like, oh no, I got it. But I don't know if that's like, hey, I'm a nervous person. I don't know if he's like, yeah, of course I got this. It's simple. Or if
right.
he's not treating it with the respect it needs.
It's, in theory, the sound, it sounds easy, but it's always harder than you think. But
well,
it's not hard. Does that make
that's
sense?
Right. Here's the thing. If we had a dress rehearsal and then you did it the next day, you'd be flawless.
Yes.
But you're basically, your dress rehearsal is the show.
Yes.
So, but he's like, oh, no, yeah, don't worry about it. Everything's good. I'm going away to the beach with him, so I can certainly run through some of that stuff, right?
When are you doing that?
I leave on Wednesday. You know, I'm going with Gramps to the beach.
So you finally moved out of the house.
I did.
And then you're immediately hanging out with Gramps.
So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing.
You're done. You've moved out. You're living in a new apartment.
Living in a new apartment.
Loving it.
Yeah, and look, everybody knows the story. Everybody knows what got us there. So now, it's really important to my dad that we go to the beach on July 4th. And I'm not sure why. He doesn't leave the place. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
So he doesn't leave it.
He won't go see fireworks, or can you see them from, like, a balcony?
You can see them from the balcony, but he won't be there for the fireworks. He's leaving on the 4th. So, and look, I get it. It's what we used to do growing up is all the families would go down and we'd all, you know, all the Robinson brothers would be there and sisters and all the family. We'd have a great time. But over the years, people got older and so forth. And so the only people that really make sure that they get down there every year is me and my family.
Is this a 4th of July tradition?
It is.
Okay.
So my dad's like, hey, I want to still go down on the 4th. I'm like, okay. Now, granted, remember, it's just me and my family. And I've been living with him for 8 months.
Yes.
So, but it's important to him, so we're going.
It's a tradition. Who gets the choice bedroom?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because, so I'm going to get the master bedroom because I have a wife.
Yeah, it makes sense.
There's a queen bed in the front room.
It's plenty big enough.
So Gramps is going to sleep by himself in a queen bed. I'm going to sleep with my wife in a king bed and the dog, right? That's who sleeps in the back.
Okay.
The boys sleep in the middle. Now, here's the thing. The boys would gladly sleep on the couch and let Robbie have the middle room, but Robbie got a hotel.
The one right next door, or a cheap one?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Robbie. And he did say, I probably should.
He's bringing the woman?
He is, and okay. You got to beep out her name. I guess we're not supposed to say her name.
I don't know. Are we not?
I don't know. Anyway, I like her. So anyway.
Sorry, the girlfriend. I shouldn't refer to her as the
woman.
Yeah,
but what Robbie said to me is he goes, I didn't know who was going to be in what room, which is not true. I mean, not that it's not true. It's like, no, you have first right of refusal, But instead of saying I wanted to have my own place because I wanted intimacy, he tried to stick it on me, which annoys me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Obviously, you get first right of refusal, then my kids, because my kids will sleep on couches. My kids will sleep on floors.
They're 20 years old. They don't give a shit.
Right. They'll sleep wherever they need to sleep. So I thought that was strange. I wish he would have just said, I'd like to be alone with my girlfriend instead of trying to, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Make me feel like I didn't let him know something, right? It's his place, too. You can let me know what you're saying.
Well, this is a new relationship. So, you know, Robbie, he's on 10 out of 10 on the lovemaking scale in terms of
Well, that's the reality. Frequency. That's the reality of it. The reality is, and I get it, just say it.
Yes.
Don't try to make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for that. I'm on your side. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you want to go and run around and do all that. But what I did say to my dad, my brothers, I said, listen, I've been here for 8 months. When you're down there, you need to be with your dad.
He needs to step up and do dad duty.
100% he really does. He really does. This vacation is not a vacation for me.
You understand? Doesn't sound like it.
It's not.
What will Gramps want to do? Go out to eat, walk on the beach?
No, he won't. I'm telling you what Gramps wants to do. He wants to sit in the apartment, in the condo, and me sit next to him. That's what he wants to do.
So just what he does here.
That's exactly what he wants to do. Now, you know, I like to go over to the Holiday Inn pool bar. You know that, right?
That's a good time, yeah.
And I like to go, and you know what I do? I start showing my ass, and I try to make friends, and I buy some drinks for people, and hilarious
stories.
You get
drunk off the fruity drinks?
That's exactly what I do, and I always meet somebody, and I know the bartenders only because I go over there, and I do all those things. Well, I love it when my dad and my son go over there with me, or even my brother. I love it. But what happens is there's two things. My father can't sit in one spot for more than, I say, an hour, but I don't think he could make it a whole hour.
Just from a comfort, or he just gets bored?
Why would you be uncomfortable? It's beautiful. It's, you know,
I don't know.
It's not uncomfortable. The seats are like, what do you know, where they're like crisscrossed with like late, what do you call it? Like, whatever, you know, the kind of beach chairs, but.
Yes, you're talking about the fabric, the wicker.
It's not wicker. They're more comfortable than wicker. Yeah. It doesn't matter, whatever the hell it's called. They're super comfortable. It's also, there's TVs there, there's boat drinks there, there's music playing.
There's shade, you're not right in the sun.
Right, you're in the shade. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I try to think what else you would want to do.
See, to me, that's what I like to do at the beach, is just be at one of those bars.
Sure. So, if you and I were there, what we would do, we'd go over to that bar, we'd both get a drink.
Yeah.
The people next to us, we'd strike up a conversation with them. We'd be hilarious. Music would be playing. We'd probably get drunk.
Yes.
We'd buy them drinks. They'd buy us drinks. We'd learn where they were from. Mm-hmm. We'd have inside jokes by the end of the day.
Of course.
We're making fun of
each
other.
Giving each other nicknames.
All that would be done, right? But what happens with my dad is that I'll go, hey, Dad, you're buying this round. And he doesn't like that. So he leaves. You know what I mean? So he'll buy a round, but he does not like it. And, of course, that's the one thing. And it's like, God,
I can't understand that. I buy rounds when I can't even afford it.
Right, exactly. And that's the other thing. It's like, I try to think of what gives you greater pleasure than to say, hey, guy I just met, here's a gift for you. Here's something for you. I like you. Here you go.
And buying a drink, it's also cheap when you think about spending any kind of real money on somebody.
Dude,
cheap thing to do.
Of course. I just went to Davis's the other day. I saw a guy I went to high school with.
Uh-huh.
He goes, let me buy you a drink. I go, I'll buy you a drink. Right? It's just what you do.
Right, of course.
By the way, that cost me that drink. Well, $6.
Of course, nothing.
And now I'm done. And,
right.
And I was.
And it made you feel good. It made him feel good.
Of course, it makes you feel good. It's a very strange thing, but I get it because it's my son, me, my dad, and then I usually try to make him buy a drink for somebody else that we befriended who's also buying us drinks. And once he says, all right, wait a minute. Five drinks, each drink is $7. This is going to be in a $42 bill or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And that's something that he's not going to enjoy it.
That's sad because he's letting $42, which makes literally no difference.
It doesn't
hit
his radar. That's the thing. You know, that kind of money doesn't hit his radar. So if he was just kind of ease up, he could really enjoy himself there. But so think about this. He doesn't like to go there because of the money. He doesn't like to go out to eat because of the money.
He's going
to
hate this show when he listens to it.
He doesn't like to leave the condo.
How do you not like to go out to eat?
I can't. Well, he does like to go out to eat, but he likes to go to places where the bills are very small.
Okay.
So you got to imagine we're down there. It's me and Katie and my son and him. Even that down at the ocean is going to be really expensive.
Of course.
So.
But that's, I mean, that's where you go to these things.
He does like to play miniature golf, but I don't even know if he still likes to do that.
Yeah.
He might or might not. I don't know. If he does, we'll probably do that many times.
Probably, yeah.
But really, when I think about it, what it is that he's going to do, he's going to play miniature golf. I'll bet we play 5 games of miniature golf.
Is there some game on that he might be interested in?
He doesn't like sports.
All right.
So no sport. He doesn't.
What about live music?
He doesn't like live music. No, I mean, obviously, if there was some bluegrass band.
Right.
Actually, I'm lying. I don't think he would enjoy that. I don't think he'd enjoy sitting out watching something.
So
like
what,
that.
And I think you started to say this earlier, why is he even interested in going?
He thinks he's interested in going because he wants to spend time with us. And he is right that we're going to be there. But what is hard for him to wrap his head around is that we don't go to the beach to sit in the condo.
Of course not.
You go to the beach to go to the beach. You go to the beach to go listen to music. You go to the beach to go drink boat drinks. You go to the beach to go out and do fun things.
Yes.
You know, you don't go to the beach to sit in the condo.
Unless we're playing poker, and that's a different thing.
Right, obviously, right?
Right.
But he's not going to do that either. So anyway, that's kind of where we are. So I really want to enjoy myself, but I can't. The last time we went there, Tommy had jailbroken the Fire Stick down there.
Okay.
So you can watch anything you could ever possibly want to watch.
This is the thing you bragged about for Poker Week, and it never materialized?
Exactly. But,
yes.
You know, Robbie will be there, so
yeah.
And Katie will be there, so
right.
it'll work. But anyway, so you go down there. You can watch anything you want to watch. We had this the last time we went up there. What do you think my dad watched?
Family Feud.
Family Feud. He jail. We went to the jailbroke and stick, and we started watching. And we said, "You can watch Family Feud all the way back to Richard Dawson, all the years of Family Feud."
Can you imagine? Is Robbie's girlfriend? Is it another cooking session where she's going to make a meal for everybody?
Yeah, and she's going to make meals. She actually gave us a grocery list of things to buy.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's fair. I'll buy groceries and
that
whatever.
Seems very reasonable.
And she's going to cook, and that's something my father will enjoy, sitting around eating food. He'll like that.
Will your sons bring a guest?
No.
Is Katie bringing anybody from her family or friends?
No guests. No. Katie will not be bringing a guest. My sons will be there. Joey and James will be there. But and by the way, they can bring people if they want.
Right.
You know, it's just it gets. Somebody's going to have to sleep on couches. Somebody's going to have to sleep. As long as nobody cares about that, which
yeah.
I didn't when I was young, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're spoiled.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure they probably don't care. So that's what you're doing for the 4th of July.
That's right.
I don't have any plans yet.
Oh, you want to come up?
You know, I didn't even thought about that.
I mean,
really haven't sold it very well, but
well,
I'm kidding because of the Gramps.
Yeah, I will say that.
Well, I have a show July 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys wanted to. I'll come up early in the morning and leave at the end of the day.
It's funny. On July 5th, Danny Charnley, at Dan K. Charnley, he said, hey, July 5th, you want to do a show? I'm like, it's Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this new room near Salisbury. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess I just wouldn't do the Robin Joe show that night. Sure. And then it turns out we're not doing the show. Then it's in Rehoboth. It's really far away.
No, it's not that far away.
From Ocean City, it's not.
Like 35-minute
right.
drive, right?
But so, from here, it's far.
Well, that way you can have a free place to stay. You want to just stay on the couch?
Well, I have to come back and do radio, 98 Rock, the 6th and the 7th.
Well, so. I will say this. That's the 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear. Oh, the 6th. Is.
I was thinking of just going down and driving back then.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know on the
but that is that
on
does,
the 5th
yeah.
and 6th, there'll be a bed.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to stay in an actual bed.
Let me think about that.
It's your call. I mean, it's
because I do have to go to the station on the 6th.
What in the for the morning?
No.
Oh, then you're
yeah.
I mean, you're fine. Yeah, you wake up whenever you normally wake up and drive back.
Yeah, I'm filling in for Kirk. I went into the station for the first time in a while last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, tell me about that.
It'll be cool. I had to go and show them copy of my vaccine card so I could be maskless. And then, you know, I guess over the winter, like, you could give your size and for this hoodie or something, pullover Christmas gift that I'd forgotten about. And then the guy brought that in. Oh, this is for you. It has your name on it.
Oh, really?
We've had it for like 6 months.
I wonder if I have
one. I was like, oh, you probably do.
Yeah. We have. Did you see we have mailboxes?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Like, who is sending us stuff?
Nobody, obviously. Did you see it? It's empty. Now, I've had a mailbox there before. I haven't recently. I guess they just re-gave it to us or whatever. But we are employees of the station. We used to be independent contractors, but they quote-unquote hired us.
Like, I don't even know what to say when I walk in because, you know, there's a security guard. But this time, somebody just...
Oh, these are my keys. I'm going to say, do you have one of these?
No, you have one of those.
Yeah,
wow.
So this is a what allows you to get in the gate without having to...
Some guy just let me in. He's like...
Yeah. I mean,
not like the security guard. He's just, come on.
Well, showed up for afternoon, the gate's open.
Well, not the gate. I'm talking about the building.
Oh, I gotcha.
You walk in. You can't open that door unless somebody lets you.
I can because I have that.
Right. I don't have that. I'm calling the phone. No one's there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then just some guy walked. He was outside doing something. You don't look
like
I have a backpack. I mean, I don't. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could have a bomb in there. Yeah, I could have literally.
But you generally don't look like a threat.
No, I don't. I don't. Hey, like, it's funny. I was saying on this, I did this happy hour podcast, and I remember telling a story about how when we were overseas in Afghanistan, one of those places, and that there's just like some friggin' AR-15 rifle just sitting there. I'm like, I guess, like, I feel like if I was crazy, I could have just taken this. And no, I would have been killed, but I would have killed people before I got killed.
What's the word, locked and loaded?
Well, it just didn't seem like it should just be sitting right there. No, unattended.
I don't think you're wrong.
I feel like somebody did something wrong.
Yeah, to have that gun just sitting there available
in our makeshift green room. It's just me and another comic. And we actually joked about writing a movie script about how some Afghan kid goes to America, and then the idea is that he's going to learn to be a comedian so he could get on the base, basically, and then you know terrorize and wreak havoc. But then along the way, he learns to love comedy and America, so that doesn't happen.
That was did you pitch
Aziz
it?
Ansari? Yes,
I got you.
Well, that's as far as we got. Really, what we said, and then we thought that was the best idea, and then we literally never spoke about it again. So,
can I tell you what I did this weekend?
Yeah.
I'm going to elaborate more on the bonus show.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this what you texted me about?
I'll tell that story. I'll tell that story. So, my wife and my friend, Katie and Erica, they're down at, they're our friend Dave, landlord Dave's house, and he's having a big party. And we're at the end of I wasn't with them. But they walked down to the end of the pier and started talking to this group of young people. They were old enough to drink, I think, but maybe that's barely it. Like, they were maybe 20, 21.
This is where?
At Dave's house.
Okay.
Right? So they're there talking to those people, and they talk to them for a little while, and they go, all right, well, we'll see you back up there. So they're like, they sent them away. That makes sense. So they're talking to them, and in the conversation, they're like, all right, cool. All right, well, we'll see you up there. And then they were forced to leave.
Who are these people?
These are just people at the party.
Yeah.
But they were young people. And I guess Katie and Erica went down there thinking they were cool and were talking to them. And I guess they had had enough of them and they sent them away.
Katie and Erica did.
No, the group of kids did.
They sent away
Katie and Erica. They literally said, all right, we'll see you up there. And they were forced to... Have you ever done that before?
No.
I'm trying to think if I've ever sent somebody away. But that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'll see you up there. I'm like, well, I didn't plan on leaving yet. I planned on staying. What do you mean? Well, I'm in the middle of a conversation with you.
I guess they weren't, were they guys? They weren't.
There were four guys and one girl.
Hmm.
And God,
they had to be so young that Katie and Erica are old to them.
I guess. I mean. You know, they're, 31?
Yeah, well, that's old if you're...
Yeah, I guess if you're 21, I guess that's old or whatever.
I mean, you think about the age we are now. When we were kids, we thought that was ancient.
Well, normally I would say based on what they were doing there, maybe they wanted to do that in private.
Mm.
But they already knew.
Katie Erica wouldn't care.
Well, that and they already knew that. Yeah. And I'm gonna on the bonus show. I'm gonna elaborate.
Okay, I see.
I'm gonna elaborate on the bonus show. But I got to be honest with you. You know, my wife is good looking.
She is. So is Erica.
And so is Erica. Mm. And so that surprised me that they were.
And they're fun.
Yeah, they're also fun to be around.
They're not up to their life of the party.
But I was very, very surprised that they were sent away.
Sent away.
Yeah, but that's what happened. Why? How? Explain it. Maybe they were. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're awkward people, but except that they're not.
Yeah.
Because I went down there and talked to them afterwards for like an hour.
Is so it's four guys and one girl.
Right.
Because it doesn't seem. I could see if it was like.
Here were their names.
The girls didn't want competition or something.
No. The girl's name was Rachel.
Yeah.
She was dating the one of the guys. His name was Boomer. Mike, Derek, and Corey. Those were the names of the guys.
You know the whole crew.
I spent a lot of time with them. I spent a lot of time down there. Let me tell you what else I did. God.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Rob and Josh. I'll be right back.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers and, as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Sunday, August 1st at the Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, we're going to this party. And again, if you listen to the bonus show, you'll learn a little bit more about my condition as we walked in. But
what condition your condition was in?
That's correct. But we were at a liquor store before we got there because we don't show up empty handed, right? And there was a bottle of, I guess it was, I know exactly what it is now, but it was blue and it was electric blue. So it was almost looked like a champagne bottle. Mm-hmm. Ended up being peach Moscato. That's what it was. And it was blue.
Yeah.
And we were like, I wonder if the bottle's blue or if the liquid's blue. Right? We didn't know what was blue, but it was it looked like mouthwash.
But that's, it was, the liquid was blue?
It ends up that's what it was. The liquid was blue.
Interesting. Peach Moscato,
and
blue.
It was obviously, you know, shit.
Yes.
Obviously, right?
Yes.
Now, nobody's going to, let me tell you something. If you're drinking something that's electric blue, it's either $200 or it's $5.
They're
right?
Putting the food coloring in there to make it to make it interesting to buy.
Exactly.
It's shit.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Right. So I'm like, this is going to be funny. I'm going to walk in the party with this. This is going to be hilarious. Okay. So we're walking into the party. Now, Dave said, hey, I'm having a happy hour at my house. There were 60 people there. Okay. I think I'm going to walk in with this. There's going to be him and his kids and like two other people. No. And there's 60 eyes are turned towards me. Okay. So I don't have the confidence to pull this off anymore. So Robbie's on. You can talk, Robbie. Let me see if do I have them all turned up?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, dude.
There he is.
Yeah,
Robbie
yeah.
Robinson.
You don't have me fully up, but yes, I'm here.
All right. So
that's what she said.
Hold on. Let me get Robbie fully up. Hold
fully
on.
Aroused.
Is this him right here? Here we go.
Full attention.
All right. I got you now, Robbie. Go ahead and talk.
Hello, guys.
All right. Oh, look at that. You're loud as hell.
Perfect.
So what happened was I come walking up. You've been to Dave's house before, right?
It's the same house, right?
Right, on
yes.
the water, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I'm walking up.
I guess it's on the water.
This isn't the same house.
But I don't know.
Yeah, this house is on the water. So I'm walking up through the front yard, which is a long front yard.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm walking up with this blue thing, I start seeing more and more eyes turn towards me.
And that's all you have?
That's what I have in my hand.
Right.
A bottle of blue Moscato, okay? So as soon as I get up to the front porch, I set the bottle on the front. I'm not walking. I gave up. I chickened out.
You gave up on the bit.
I chickened, exactly. Yes. And then that became the bit. about how I gave up on that bit. But I had to earn my keep because...
Well, the problem with that bit at this point is, now Justin or Eric or somebody could pull off, you have to now sell it super hard to make it work.
Which I did, but what I sold it as afterwards was the real story that I chickened out.
Right, right. But for you to not to actually show up with it and put it down proudly...
Well, right.
For that to work, you have to really commit.
Well, sure, because... I didn't know 70% of the people there.
Yes.
So I had to know these people.
Who wants a shot? Anybody?
Yeah, right, right, exactly. So once I saw I didn't know anybody, they're going to be whispering about me in the corner till I get a chance to let them know this isn't real.
Yeah, you're the guy that's like, that they're making fun of.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So
who's this fucking old
as
loser?
Soon as soon as I got to a place where it could be set down, I set that fucker down, and then I walked into the party like nothing happened.
I remember bringing a bottle of wine to this, like, dinner party thing with my mom and her friends, and I thought it was a nice bottle, and it was a twist-off. And they're like, oh, we'll open this. And I'm like, oh, I guess it's not as nice as I thought. Because it just seems that you don't think a nice wine with a twist-off top.
No, but I'll also say this. God, I'm giving too much away. The bonus show really deserves the majority of this. But I opened that bottle of Moscato in the car. And
you're tipping it back?
No, but it popped. It's like champagne, right? I didn't know that. And I got it and I go, "Oh, this is weird." And it why would I not know? You'll know why I don't know later, but I look at it and I'm like, "What's wrong with this?" And I take it out and I'm telling you, it popped out of there. And if it would have hit me, it would have. Who would have took my eye out? It
went beside. What a horrible way to go blind.
It whizzed by my head. Yes, right. Is that even a good bottle?
No.
But it definitely had the pressure that was necessary. Here's another thing. When I bought it, they have a chiller there. Have you guys ever seen that where you can chill your bottle in the chiller that the liquor store has?
Yes.
So that I had this bottle of cheap, $12, by the way. That's what it cost.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica and Larry are like, oh, we have to go to the bathroom. So they left to go to the bathroom. And the lady there goes, you can chill that wine while you're waiting if you want. I go, how long does it take? She said 3 to 5 minutes. Set it in there. Of course, they're in there for 10 minutes or whatever. Anyway, so when I walk in, after I almost blind myself, taking the cork out, I taste it's room temperature. It's warmer than when I bought it.
Robbie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, good. Thank you. I had a good comedy weekend. Had a couple of good shows.
Oh, tell me about them.
Nothing. Well, the Cellar Door in Frederick, that's a room that's been around a while that I always have a good time at. But Saturday night, I was in the basement of That's Amore, Rockville restaurant. They have a banquet area.
I know That's Amore.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a good restaurant.
Yeah, it seemed like a good restaurant. Yeah. I mean, it's all
it's
downstairs.
It's by Shady Grove, right? Isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly,
I know exactly
where
that is.
Yeah. And this is twice now in the last month or so where there's been a black woman, a comic on stage, who I think... has a big ass, like a nice shaped booty, who talks about how they don't have an ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, both times I went up there and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think you have a big old booty.
How big are these asses getting nowadays?
Well, and that's what I make a joke. I mean, I guess like it's from a white guy. It's not really a compliment, but I think in my neighborhood, you have a huge ass.
It's funny you say that because that's the thing now. Girls, they're doing squats and all these ass exercises to try to make their ass bigger.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. And sometimes it's too big. A lot of the times, it's like, you're just enough. Okay. It's a bit much.
I've never found that to be
You've never found that?
I've never found it to be a problem.
Robbie, you never seen an ass that's too big?
Oh, I have.
Hey, I will tell you. Let me tell you something.
I'm a regular visitor to the Walmart, put it that way.
Oh, I don't. Well, I mean, like, it's trying to be sexy big, not just overweight.
So here's a story Robbie may or may not remember, but this story is so old that. I mean, I might have been 21 or 22 when I'm telling this story.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie worked at a sign shop by the mall, and he worked with this girl. And he's like, hey, let me set you up with this girl. Do you remember this, Robbie?
I do remember it well. I remember
exactly
well, what he says.
And she was good looking.
Nice.
But her ass was...
And she was sweet, too.
She was good looking, but her ass was fucking gigantic. And of course, you know me, I was so shallow back then, something like that. I don't even remember what happened, but...
I remember what you said to me.
Oh, no.
What'd I say?
You said she has a yak ass.
Oh, that's horrible. God, I'm such a fucking asshole. Horrible. Anyway, well, I would definitely apologize for saying that now, because she wouldn't know unless she's a fan of the show.
She was ahead of her time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nowadays, there's no way I could even approach a girl that looks like that.
She'd be super proud of that ass.
Because Robbie, you probably remember her name. I don't, but her waist was small.
So she's now the perfect dimension.
She looks normal. Yeah.
She looked normal if you saw her from the waist up, and then she had wide hips and a big ass.
But nowadays, she looks like, what's her name? Nicki Minaj.
Yes. So Frederick, it wasn't a huge crowd, but they were just good laughers. And this two people that had left, I think they went out to smoke or something before I'd went up, and they just got back. And the guy, he had this hat on. He just had like this look. And I was like, what's your deal? And he goes, I'm very gay.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people, there have been a couple of lesbians on stage, so there's been a lot of talk about pride and stuff.
Right.
And I just love the fact, like, what is very gay? Like, isn't like pregnant? Like, you're either pregnant or you're not. Like, are you like, what's like little gay versus... So the whole show, I kept going back to how very gay he was.
Hey, you have good comedic instincts, because Robbie will know this. There's a Norm Macdonald joke where he talks about, he saw on the cover of Time magazine, this is how old this joke was.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture of a lady saying she's gay. That's on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah.
He goes, that must have been a slow news day, a lady saying she's gay. It's Ellen DeGeneres said she you know, the cover says I'm gay. He goes, but then Richard Simmons, not to be outdone, he came out and said he's really, 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 really gay. I think that's what that guy meant.
It was just a fun, it was a lot of good back and forth, and then, you know, this one guy, then they're just like, hey, he's a Latino guy, make fun of Latinos. I'm like, I don't make fun of people. I don't know, rice and beans or something.
Say racist.
Right. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
That's what he meant.
And then he yelled Popeyes. I'm like, Popeyes? That's not a Mexican restaurant. Like,
Do Hispanics like Popeyes?
Well, that's what I was like. Yeah, I don't want to like, you know, fucking mansplain or like race-splain to you, but that's not a... That's a Cajun, New Orleans style.
Another low-hanging fruit for Hispanics. That's you get way down the list till you get to Popeyes.
Right. It was just one of those nights where people were just, we were all on the same page. It was just fun.
Do you know who loves Popeyes?
Who doesn't?
Gramps.
Oh, yeah?
He does.
Does he get the chicken sandwich? The only time I've had it. Gramps bought it for me.
No, he doesn't get the chicken sandwich. He gets, I can't remember what he gets. But he always tries to sweet talk the person into giving him more of whatever it is. Hey, well, honey, why don't you throw a couple? Hey, sweetie, throw a couple more.
Does it work?
I mean, you know what I always think about this? It works if you're willing to ask for it, you usually get what you ask for.
Yeah.
It's me, I'd rather appear.
Can I just give you $2 more and you just give me more?
Well, that's the thing. I'd rather appear a certain way than, you know, like there's certain people that are like disagreeable, they get more.
Right.
That's true. I'll bet you Robbie, no offense, Robbie, but I'll bet you he gets more.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to be disagreeable. Me, right. And it's not good. I want to be liked so much that I just won't ask for things. That's a fact.
No, I'm not. You're the same way in that. Like I'm not returning food or
never.
I mean, if there's some horrible,
it better be real.
Yeah,
horrible.
Right.
It better be super horrible for me.
No, it has to be egregious.
Yes,
but No, I once discovered hair on a piece of sushi. I wouldn't send that back.
You could send that. I think that's reasonable. But I probably would just put it aside.
But I don't want those people in the kitchen getting pissed at me.
Well, there's first of all, you can see them making sushi. That's the other thing. The other thing is they're from a culture where I'm not as concerned.
I think they might even give you a free meal because of that.
Yeah. What kind of hurt? Was it a short and curly or was it a long? What are we talking about?
it was long and
luxurious.
Long and straight.
Right. Long and luxurious. Hey, I wanted to mention real quick, since we brought up my dad. Did you
really?
Notice,
we brought up your dad on this show?
Did you notice what was on the coffee table when you came in?
You mean the unopened jigsaw puzzle?
That's right.
Yes.
So, do you know the story about the jigsaw puzzle yet, Robbie? The aftermath?
here it is, Jeremy Woodworth.
This isn't where I was going, but I'm happy to
I'm
hear
happy
this.
We're here.
Yeah.
Newest song. It's a banger. Play the whole thing, Robbie.
You're old enough, but there's one thing I won't do this Jaws puzzle.
Remember, it's a Jaws puzzle.
You can leave it out, but it ain't gonna get done.
Great lyrics.
That Jaws puzzle.
I like it because it's so accurate.
You think you're slick, starting it up. Made the whole frame, but I don't care. I ain't gonna do no Jaws puzzle. Oh no, it's just me in the feud, yeah.
All right.
Leave me alone.
I don't want to hear the end when he talks about fucking your wife or whatever.
Oh, God. I didn't even listen that far.
It's just fast too late now. I'd have to start it all over again.
Good.
Well, again, Robbie can't fast forward with this technology.
Nope. Well, let me say this. So he knew a lot because I talked about the Jaws puzzle on Kirk and Marianne. He must have heard about it on Kirk
Gramps
and Marianne.
Gramps or Jeremy?
Not Gramps.
Yes.
Jeremy. So Marianne brought up a really good point.
Uh-huh.
She said, start it and leave it on the table. But she doesn't know him. He'll just leave an unfinished puzzle. He'll leave it there for a year.
Are you going to do that then?
No, I'm not. He'll leave it there for forever. It's weird what's important. So think about this. See that dresser right there?
I do.
Okay. That dresser was in the room I was staying. We moved it here. All my father can talk about is getting that back in that room. Now, I can almost guarantee you that nobody will ever sleep in that room in the rest of history.
Right.
But that dresser has to be back in there.
Of course.
Now, think about that. Now.
So important.
That Jaws puzzle is sitting on the table. It's not moved. It's a piece of trash, and it's not moved. So I gave it to him not this past Sunday, but the Sunday prior. It's been there for 8 days. It's just going to sit there.
It's basically a giant coaster at this point.
It's never going to leave. So.
Right.
You know, I don't understand the priorities, like what becomes important, right? Now, Robbie, maybe you do know this, Robbie. I don't know. I don't know if we've had this discussion yet, but my dad said something and it enraged me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Later on, we got into a little bit of an argument and I brought this up. So, but here's what he said. We talked about it on the air. When will he do it? And I go, well, now that he's heard about it, maybe he'll effort. Well, here's what he did. He opened the box. The puzzle pieces are in a bag.
Okay.
He took it out and he goes, I'm not doing this. And he put it back in the box. Now, let's say I gave you a shirt.
Uh-huh.
You didn't like it. What he did to me is the equivalent of you going, hey, that shirt you got me, I'll never wear it. That's what he did. Now, you could just say nothing. You follow what I'm saying?
Of course.
You can say nothing.
Yes.
You can just take this gift. And then among the other, by the way, I also got him other stuff, right? I didn't just get him that.
Uh-huh.
I got him a card, wrote something nice in it, got him his chocolate-covered orange peels, and then I got him an activity, and he took the one thing out of there, and he walked up to me and said, this gift you got me, I'm never going to use, right?
That feels like a little bit of Robbie. Maybe that's for...
Robbie, you wouldn't do that, would you?
No, of course not.
Yeah, it's such an unkindness, you know what I mean? And it's like, I go, Dad, you know, you can just throw it away. He goes, well, thought you get your money back for it. I go, you don't have the receipt for this thing. Who sent the receipt for a puzzle?
Of course not. I mean, you're going to take the time to do that and return it?
No, I'm not doing that anyway. Yes. How much would something have to cost? How much would that Jaws puzzle have to cost for you to return it?
Do I have to, like, put it in go to the post office and mail it and do...
No. You have to go back to the store where you bought
it.
You have to take the receipt. You have to say, can I please have a store credit or cash for this?
I don't know, $50.
Yeah, it had to be 50, right?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't 50.
Because I'll just do it myself or give it to some...
I'll just not care.
Yeah, or I'll not care. I'll just have it in a closet somewhere.
Hey, I got a pair of shoes once. Mm-hmm. They were nice shoes, but they didn't fit me. For whatever reason, the size was off. I went through the trouble of returning them and getting a larger size and never telling the person so that I could actually wear the shoes and show them that I liked the gift.
Nice.
Well, that's very nice of you.
That's nice.
You didn't go up and go, hey, these shoes you got me, I'm never going to wear them. You didn't say that.
Well, I said it sounded like Robbie because I was referring to Robbie last week asking you when does the Bo Burnham special get funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, that's
funny.
A little different.
Yeah.
That was the angle that I...
yeah, no,
I
got
the parallel I was drawing.
Yeah, but... And the other thing is, if my dad did that publicly on this show, mm-hmm. that would mean something different.
Okay.
Right? Now, there's a lot of real... I don't want to relive that because that was annoying to me. I listened back to it, too, and I was annoyed again.
Well, I want to get Robbie's update if he's listening to watch more of it.
You know what? Justin, I didn't feel a lot better because Justin sent me a text and said, this thing was amazing, blah, blah. He just gushed all over it. Then they talked about it on the air today.
Yes.
So that made me, you know, feel a little bit good because he listened to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh, I got to check that out.
Didn't J.L. Covan reach out to you as well?
Well, J.L. Covan, that, when I very first said something, I go, this thing is blowing my mind, yeah. Which I did say. He immediately responded. He said, this thing is a landmark achievement. So anyway, that's, like I said, I'm not trying to sell this thing.
You don't have to.
Right.
Robbie, did you finish it?
No. I'm on to other things. There's a new season.
A Bosch.
Yeah.
I haven't started yet. But no, and I forgot to mention this last week because I forgot that I'd watched this part. I did really love the reaction video little bit sketch that he did.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, I mean, he's, yeah.
But that's the thing. I only am entertained by the non-songs, and they're all songs.
Yeah, no,
like,
there's a lot of songs.
There's 80% songs.
Yeah, and I like that kind of comedy, sure, right? But, so it's funny because you know what I'm watching on TV right now?
I don't know.
I'm watching Game of Thrones. We talked about this, the new season of Dave, and I'm watching Physical, which our friend Rory's in, right? So we have, and he's opposite Rose Byrne. This is a gigantic,
huge.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Rose Byrne's bigger than Amy Schumer, right? Don't you think? I don't know. They're both, I think now Rose Byrne is bigger. I think
yes.
He, yeah.
She's clearly a more accomplished actress.
But, you know, his star is shooting right now. He's got himself, and he's great in it, right? He's really good. He's good in everything.
Is the show good?
So, I'm not, God, it's a chore. And
right.
I don't know how this is going to sound, because, so, that and Dave, I'm watching.
Yes.
Now, I'm only two episodes into Dave. I'm only two episodes into Physical. And I'm going to watch it, because I like Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
I like him. And I love Rory.
Yeah.
So they're going to get my attention, but it feels like work. It feels like a chore. Mm. I'm not really enjoying him that much.
Have you started watching his comedy special where he did six straight improvised shows?
No, I'd love to see that. What's that on Netflix?
It's on his YouTube.
Oh, I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, I started watching. It's really good. It's also, a little side story to it is the venue that he's doing it at, the guy that runs that, and the story behind that is a fucking amazing story that could be its own documentary.
Is it told on the...
Yes.
Okay.
He's telling it throughout. But there's a lot of interesting comedy things in there that I appreciate, and that, because what he's doing, he's did six straight nights at this little small theater in Atlanta, where he's improvising the entire show. And he ran into a couple of things, you know, because then he's giving his thoughts about it after each night. He's like, yeah, it had never occurred to me, like, you know, how do I wrap up, you know, or...
Oh, yeah, how do you end it?
Yeah, like, it's... Because usually, you know...
You have a closer.
Right. And just, does it just end when you get a big laugh? Because he even has a joke about it. And then he's like, yeah, that actually was the time to end it. And yet I kept talking. Literally, there was a clear, defined, that's where to end it. And here I am still fucking talking.
And he crushes it.
Yeah, and he's crushed it. But he's also like, you know, he throws out some things to give, like, who wants to say it? Craziest sex stuff they're into. Who wants to? And then this woman yelled, you know, have gag ball with me and
right,
tie
right.
up and stuff. And then he kind of admits in the special, yeah, I just got all the easy laughs off that. But what I didn't do, and what I'd like to do, is I should have played reporter. Like, all right, when you get a gag ball, where do you go? What size? What are you looking for? Are there different kinds? Who do you, are the reviews for the gag ball?
Yeah.
I should have went down that
road.
So
he even talks about what he didn't do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also just, he's so funny.
Are you watching, you're not, yeah. I don't know why I'm asking Robbie if he's watching Physical, because it's on
Apple TV.
Oh, you're definitely
yeah.
not watching it.
And Robbie does not. So what do, Robbie? Are you conflicted?
No.
You won't support any Apple
no.
product?
No.
So Apple TV
I'm sorry, Rory.
Can't work for you.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly they got Rose Byrne in a TV show. They're
yeah.
clearly killing it.
Speaking of Rory and improvising, we used to go to an open mic. One of Kurt's open mics.
Which one? Dr. Dramo? Topaz?
Maybe it was Topaz. And Rory, we saw Rory get up a couple times. And Rory would not go to those things and try to tell jokes. He would just get up there and fuck around.
Yeah.
And it was some of the hardest I've ever laughed.
Oh, no. He's brilliant at it. But there's a difference between being good at it And because he even said this in the thing, he's like, you know, you have a show where, you know, it's not going that great. And you're like, you know, you're doing 30 minutes. It's 5 minutes and it hasn't gone that well. It's no big deal. I've got material that works and I just go to that.
Right. But this.
But here I
back myself into a
right,
corner.
It's
right.
Like, so he's like, this is terrifying. You know, and he's admitting that. It's just check it out on Rory Scovel YouTube. Have you seen, this looks interesting to me, this show, but I haven't watched it yet. I believe it just came out. It's from the chick from Schitt's Creek, the younger, the female.
Okay,
lead.
Yeah. Alexis.
Yes.
I don't know what her real name
Annie
is.
Annie Murphy, I believe. Is.
Yeah, her. She's super funny.
She's awesome. And she has a new show. I don't know if it's good, but it's interesting. It's called Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
Okay.
But it's, you know, there's F,
right.
Little whatever. I think it's on
Kevin?
FX.
Who's Kevin?
This is the premise. It's half cliched sitcom, dorky Kevin James kind of build guy with the smoking
right.
Hot wife.
Right.
The classic sitcom tropes. And she's just the wife that just cooks and cleans and listens to Kevin and his wacky friends. And then the other half is her and her real fucking mind about her wanting to kill him. Plotting to murder him.
Oh, that sounds
yes.
Cool.
Yes, so it's what they're trying to do. Seems pretty, it's a good idea. They're trying to do a real
high
show.
High concept.
Yes, what's that?
Yeah.
It's called High Concept.
High Concept. Thank you, Robbie.
Well, speaking of high
concept. I hope it's good.
Speaking of high concepts, we were talking about Made for Love, Robbie. Where are you on that? You enjoying it?
I finished it.
How would you think?
I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. It's outstanding. Do you know what the premise is?
No. What is this on? It's not on Apple TV.
It's
on Android TV.
HBO Max.
Yeah, okay.
And the premise is this girl meets this like Elon Musk type of character who then becomes infatuated with her, takes her into his world, and basically she's a prisoner in this almost like this fake world. Not almost. It's a fake world.
It's a virtual
world. It's a virtual world. And she escapes from it. She escapes from it pretty early, and then that's the story about him trying to woo her back into this. Yeah. So
I did see that trailer.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good.
It stars Ray Romano as her father.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess we're pretty much done here, right?
Yeah, I got some cool stuff for the bonus. If you're not a Patreon, I'll reveal some things during the bonus show for sure that you guys.
Yeah, thank you for teasing the bonus a lot in the show, Joe.
Well, the bonus is gonna be
awfully bonus.
I'm actually uncomfortable about my dad listening to the bonus. Because he's going to find out something about me.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That and you know, based on the world that he comes from, he's not going to be able to be like, oh, well, that's perfectly reasonable. Does that make sense?
It's a generational thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, if there's no show, no live show next week. We're taking off 4th of July. So if you guys, this is the best good time to now become a Patreon.
Yeah. Hey, real quick.
You'll get a show.
When are you coming down to the beach, Robbie?
Friday.
Friday, what time? You can tell me.
Joe interrupts my plug to get Patreon.
No, because
ask Robbie when he's coming to the
beach. Because Dad will listen.
Good
Never
skills.
Mind. Sorry, go back to your plug.
Nice, I thought.
I don't know the answer.
I was saying to people, you're going to miss our show next week unless you become a Patreon member, and then
yes.
You can hear the bonus.
Thank you.
It seems very enticing, I thought.
Hey, on the bonus show, Robbie will reveal what time he's going to be at the beach.
There we go.
No, I won't because Dad will hear it.
Yeah, but one thing that's important before we go, please, August 1st, buy tickets to the Annapolis Rams Head. And if you can't do that, go to McGoobie's Joe Castle on the 5th or do both. They're two different shows.
Perfect. Yep. The Final Rose and then 90s. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.